W8SCI, W8SCI, Whiskey 8 Sierra, Charlie, India. Hello, setting. Whiskey 8 Sierra, Charlie, India, W8SCI, Cincinnati, Ohio. Listening.
Good morning.
Good morning, it's W8SCI, Whiskey 8 Sierra, Charlie, India, Steve, Cincinnati, Ohio. Good morning, how are you?
This morning, just trying to put a lawnmower back together. It's about that season down here. And that's the name here is Ken. Kilo, November 4, Tango, Foxtrot, Whiskey.
Yeah, I understand how that is down there. We're in Cincinnati. We just got about an inch of brand new snow sitting on the grass, but the streets are clean. But all the plants, all the little flowers are starting to come up. And then all of a sudden, we got hit with 21 degrees and about an inch of snow. So just when we thought it was all over, it came back.
I really thought it was over. It was 80 degrees last weekend. I was cut the grass for the first time, and now tomorrow it's supposed to be down in the 20s.
Oh, I definitely understand that. I usually use this repeater. I travel. My son, he lives by Greenville. He lives in Piedmont. And usually when I travel down to South Carolina, I like to get on this repeater as I travel down. So every so often I like to pick it up on Echolink just to make some contacts and stuff like that, find out what the weather's like down in Greenville.
All winter, and that it's snowing right now about 30 miles north of here, but it's overcast, really windy right now, and about, I don't know, maybe about 35, 40.
Yeah, my son had some snow down there not too long ago, and took his kids out and played in the snow, and a lot of times if they don't have any snow, they go travel up to North Carolina, to Black Mountain, where his in-laws are. And they usually have a nice amount of snow that's up there. And then they say, okay, that's enough. We're done with snow. And they come back home, back to you.
On that. And, if it's going to be warm, I just assume it. Go ahead and get warm. Or if it's going to be cold, let's just stay cold and snow. I kind of miss the snow. I grew up a little bit up north, and then I had spent some time out in Colorado. So I really like the snow. And I lived in Ohio a couple of years back in the early 70s when I was a small kid, and that little town called Westboro, just south of Wilmington.
Yeah, I'm in Cincinnati, so we're just about, I guess 50 miles maybe south of Wilmington, but that's a nice little area up there, and it's a great kind of great place to be, and a lot of it's all developing now. The farms are kind of selling, and a lot of houses and industry are going up in that area. Back to you.
A lot of it's growing up. I went back in 2005, I think, for a family reunion, a little 30-second one-horse town, and I swear it was exactly the way I left it back in 74. But it's probably grown up now.
Yeah, a lot of times that's the way things go. Things don't change in certain towns, and they kind of remain the same, and they still have their same aesthetic good value to them. Sometimes that's a really nice thing to do, and they haven't changed, and they haven't been corrupted by the big city politics. Back to you.
Really grown over the last 20 years since I've lived here. It used to be a small town, but now you can't really tell when you get out of it into the next town.
That's like my son. They moved to Greenville. He plays with the Greenville Symphony Orchestra and a few of the other Hendersonville symphonies and stuff like that. He plays trumpet, but he goes from one little town to another little town, and he kind of travels all over, and he says it's he doesn't know that's going in from one town to another back to you.
Yeah, it's definitely grown up a lot down here, especially Greenville. So is your son a ham radio operator?
Well, I'm trying to get him into that business. He's got a really good mind, and when he was up here last time, he was studying with me for his tech license. And so I was trying to kind of get him into doing that. And he's a professional musician, so between two children and playing professional trumpet, a lot of the different symphonies, he's trying to decide if he's got enough time to do the ham radio business. But he comes up, looks at all the stuff, looks at all the tech stuff, and says, yeah, I understand all that. But he just hasn't jumped into it yet.
Yeah, I certainly agree with that. Life sometimes gets in the way of all the stuff that we really like to do.
Well, good talking to you. I got a phone call coming in on my cell phone here. So I'll say 73's Ken. Thanks for the comeback. This is Whiskey 8, Sierra Charlie, India. Handle on this end is Steve. Have a good morning, sir.
You be careful up there. Enjoy the snow and that. Look forward to catching you another time. KN4 TSW, clear.